Welcome to Comic Cons, a geek podcast for the rest of us. Who are the rest of us? Well, my name is Nick Stevens. I'm your host. And I wanted to record a little spiel at the top of this episode because this is our 100th episode. 100th episode. 100 episodes. That's kind of a big deal. I think back to when this thing started, sometime in 2015. Exactly. As we get older, you know, we have obligations, we have priorities, you know, life changes, you know, life happens. I have a baby boy, right, Zeph? I got a baby boy, right, Zeph? My thoughts exactly. And, you know, things have changed. The show has changed, you know. We've had guests kind of come and go. As this show has evolved, one thing has stayed true, and that is that we just don't take this shit that seriously. So anything from a comic book movie coming out to a new show on the CW to an old science fiction movie to an old obscure action movie from the 90s, you know, we just talk about things that we love that kind of fit into the Comic-Con circuit. Sometimes it's a stretch, sometimes it's dead on, but all the time, every single time, we try not to take this shit that seriously. Because there's just so much other things out there to worry about. Way more important things to worry about, and way more important things that matter, you know? Exactly. So, that being said, I just wanted to say thank you to all the people who have downloaded and listened, to all the people who have sent us feedback, you know. You know, our numbers have been going up, we've been getting more reviews, we've been getting more feedback. We had a wonderful time at the 4th annual CRRL Comic-Con, and Sean and I just, you know, talked about everything from Deadpool to comic books to working out outside, you know. And we talked to a lot of kids, and we had a raffle, and we gave away a lot of prizes, and it was good times. We sold some shirts. Thank you, Barf Comics, again, for the art. And thank you, Sean Lemley, for doing it. Thank you, Jimmy Golden Cadillac Johnson, for stopping by with his kids and hanging out for a little bit. You know, just thank you to all the guests who've come by, all my friends who've come by the garage and hung out and talked about this madness. And thanks again to you guys for listening. We had a wonderful time at the Comic-Con, and this is our coverage live. I don't know what else to say about it. You know, I just thought I should record a spiel at the top of this thing to tell you how grateful I am for Florida. You know, it's cathartic. This whole thing is a lot of fun, and I'm gonna keep doing it as long as I can keep doing it, God willing. So that being said, I'm gonna leave you now with this. Here it is, the Comic-Con's 100th episode from the CRRL Comic-Con Library here in Virginia. Please enjoy, and remember, it's just fiction. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's showtime.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
I'm sitting on a gold mine.
Don't make me smack you, sweetheart. I'll do it.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
Taking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
This town needs an enema!
It is most non-heinous.
There we go. Just a few.
And I'm back.
All right. Woo. Welcome back. We appreciate you being here with us.
I brought these little stands thinking that they would make things look more sophisticated, you know, but it really doesn't. I mean, you look great, but I'm just kind of winging it over here.
Well, you got this. I mean, you're the pro. I'm the one who's just kind of, you know, here, you know,
I don't really have anything to go off of that. I'm just here, you know.
What are we doing here?
Oh, that's right.
Welcome to Comic Cons, a geek podcast for the rest of us. Who are the rest of us?
I'm one of the rest of us.
You're one of the rest of us. My name is Nick Stevens. I'm your host. With me today, of course, my friend, my Monomoto, my Mini Minaj, Mr. Sean Lindley. How you doing?
It's going absolutely excellent. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Quintessential Irish True and Emerald Green. It's our 100th episode.
That it is. 100.
100.
Yes.
Mother truckers.
This is a momentous occasion, a momentous day.
Yeah. And we're recording live from the CRRL Comic-Con.
That we are. We have... This is our third year doing this?
This is our third year. Their fourth time.
This is amazing. We love coming out here to this.
Love coming out here.
Thank you to the library, Central Rappahannock Regional Library.
Absolutely, read it. There you go.
Yeah,
got people out here in costumes. Hey, how you doing? Got people cosplaying it up. We got all ages here. No one's holding punches. No one's taking punches. No one's sending out letters.
Hey, how you doing?
We got
doing
a
good. You
signed
for the raffle. We got all kinds of good things going off. We just need a name, first name, last initial, whatever you want. We're going to be doing drawings at what? 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 4 o'clock. So we got lots of good stuff to give away.
We got a free raffle. We're selling shirts today.
We got all kinds of good stuff here. By the way, I love the costume, Miles Morales, one of my favorites.
Very cool. Very cool. Thank you, sir.
Just fold it up, pop it in the jar right there. Obviously, it's a really big jar.
Yeah, sorry about the small jar. I couldn't find anything bigger.
Thank you so much. Enjoy
your
time.
We'll see you back here, too. And we got prizes to give away, too, at this raffle.
We do.
We got comic books.
We got a stack of comics. You brought a really good
I did. And later, I'm going to have you price check some of these bad boys.
Okay.
I don't want to drop the suspense any longer.
Okay.
Let's just dive into some news with it.
First off, before we go there, personally for myself, I believe that I owe you and our listeners an apology.
Uh-oh. What?
During the 99th episode of the Comic-Con, where we were doing, what was it? We were doing Batman Ninja.
Yeah, Batman
right?
Ninja.
Yes.
That was right.
Yes. I went back, I listened to it. You know, and you know, for me, that's somewhat a rare thing. I don't really have a whole lot of time to
You don't
to listen
to the
things.
Podcast a lot.
I listen to them when I can, not a whole lot. But when I went back and I listened to it, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I sound like a negative SOB.
Really?
Not only was I negative, but I was also borderline mean to you.
Oh, really?
And I'm sorry for that.
Well, I mean, you get that way sometimes towards me. I understand. It's like a hate-love relationship. You know, Tina and Ike over here, you know?
Okay. Let me beat you up sometimes. No.
Is that okay to joke? It's probably not okay to joke about that. I mean, domestic violence
is never really a funny thing.
But I figured, and there's no timeline on that. It's like after a certain amount of years, it doesn't like go away, so you can't like joke about it again. Like, I just said an Ike and Tina joke. People have done it before.
Well, I mean...
That's somebody's life. Like, those people existed, you know?
It's not like on this Comic-Con we've ever been too concerned with sensitivity.
That's true.
I mean, we did make a joke last week about, what's his name, Pudding Pop Man.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Yeah.
Cosby sweater. Yeah, I appreciate the apology because I am a little sensitive, and you know I can get sensitive sometimes, so that means a lot. Thank you very much.
This is true.
Although, I didn't take it too much to heart, but I did pick up that you had some intensity.
There was some raciousness. I was definitely a little bit more just on edge than what I normally am.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not who I am. I'm not a mean guy.
Might have been the Japanimation.
I don't know. Something about it.
Might have been the old English.
Maybe.
Fighting English.
It might have been something. But either way, from the bottom of my heart, I love you too. Sorry for being that way. Turning over a new leaf today.
Absolutely.
Moving forward. Any other time I'm going to be on here, everyone's going to hear me. They're going to hopefully like me and not think we're keeping things PG for this podcast.
Yeah, we're keeping it clean. So they might think you're a scalawag on the other one. But today, you're a blossoming flower.
Ah, yes. You know? Today I am erupting anew like a lovely tulip in the spring.
That being said, I want you to be 100% honest and don't hold any punches on some of the news I'm going to drop. Because some of it is a little bit, ooh, that's exciting. And some of it's a little bit, who gives? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I hear you. Okay. Well, I will certainly be right out there, be honest.
And clean.
Yeah, and we can be loud too. That's what I love about this too. Because normally we're in the garage when my son's sleeping, so we gotta kind of talk like this, like NPR style. And we're talking.
Yes, and welcome to Comic Cons. This is a geek podcast for the rest of us. Mm-hmm. So we're really happy that everyone is here to enjoy it.
Yes.
Next up, we are going to be listening to Trident in C. This was done by
Bruce McCullough, I think.
Yes, yes, exactly.
In the Jazz 5. Jazz 5, 1975.
75.
75.
Yes, 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 it was. Yes. So we hope that all of our listeners enjoy
it.
What we're doing here and, you know, help promote your local podcast.
Absolutely.
Got a free raffle. Everyone. Hi, you want to join us for the raffle? Yep, just put your name right here and then... fold it up, drop it in the jar here. We're going to be doing drawings at 2, 3, and 4 o'clock. Got 7. Lots of good gifts to give away. We got some toys. We got some shirts. We got comics. We got all kinds of stuff that we're going to be giving away. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We got a lot of good things. We've even, in the stack there, surprise comic, we've even got Death of Superman in there. So this is the Comic Cons podcast. Basically what we do is we do a lot of reviews of movies, TV shows, and different comic books out there.
Books, sci-fi, anything that falls in the Comic Con realm. If it's been cosplayed, we're talking about it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
this is like a YouTube channel? Not a YouTube channel. We have it on a couple different, mediums?
We're on iTunes, Spotify, we are on Stitcher, we're on Podbean.
Actually, I don't believe we do.
Actually,
we don't.
We don't have cards. We have shirts for sale, but we don't have cards.
Getting some interest.
Forgot where we were. Oh, Rom Space Knight.
Knight, yes.
Marvel Comics. I think I actually brought one of his comics here
as one of the prizes
to give away.
You have some of that.
This one was 65 cents. This was back in God knows when.
Would you like me to look it up?
Yeah, go ahead and look it up.
Yeah, okay, so we have Rom number 66. Initially came
get up
out.
On that mic a little bit too when you're looking at that price.
Let's see, what did I do with my
Sean book? Lemley coming through with the Comic-Con price guide.
All right, yeah, so we have the 47th edition of the Overstreet comic book price guide here.
They needed to know that it's the 47th. I don't even know what you just... They need to know it's the 32nd edition, whatever the hell.
It's the 47th edition.
Sorry.
I just want to make sure that everyone knows that we are up to date with these prices giving here. You know, not looking at something that's old.
Yeah, we're not a couple of criminals over here. We might be cons, but we're not criminals.
Of course.
Space Knight.
Number 66. This is the one with the X-Men appearance?
Looks like Spider-Man's in there, Wolverine's in there, yeah.
All right, so... And mint or near mint condition, 9.2 rating. This comic is worth $6.
$6. You heard it here first, kids. If you want this comic and it's worth $6 to you, you can come on down to the CRRL and buy it off us.
You can either buy it off us or just put your name in the raffle because this is one of the ones that
we are giving away. We are giving it away. But I brought it up because they're making it into a movie. They're making Rom Space Knight into a movie.
Now, this is actually news to me. I had not heard this.
Yes, this is in development. Zach Penn, who, of course, scripted the first Avengers movie a little bit and wrote X-Men movies, he's directing it. He's helming it. You know what I'm saying? So that's happening.
They're making a Rom Space Knight movie. Yeah. See, I don't know too
just
much about Rom.
Just saw Wolverine walk in the door.
That's more of a Logan,
okay.
I would say.
Okay, because he's got the little jacket. He's got his claws out, though, in a library with kids.
So tell me more about Rom Space Knight. I have a few comics. I'll be honest, I haven't read them. I haven't read it. So
I'll be honest, I don't know that much about him other than the fact that he's a robot and he goes on intergalactic adventures. Oh, I was in the impression he was a robot.
I mean, I think you're right. I think he's a robot. But
email us at comiccons podcast@gmail.com if you kids know.
Yes.
Who Rom Space Knight truly is.
If you know anything about the character, if you know a little something about the character.
I mean, I could just open it up right here and look at it.
If you don't know anything about the character, go ahead and email us.
I just know they're turning into a movie.
We just want to hear from you, you know? We just...
I know that James Gunn was a fan of his for a while and has mentioned putting him in the Guardians.
It does kind of look like a robot in the comics.
And I don't ever see him, take his armor off or his
mask
off.
I'm pretty sure he's probably a robot.
Yeah, he is.
I think you're right.
But he's like a robot that wants to be like a human, you know? He's got emotions. You know, they all have emotions. That's what always happens. You know, like Data in Star Trek?
Mm-hmm.
They always eventually want to, have emotions and get to know you. Getting to know you.
Getting to know all about you.
That's right. That's right. Sean, what do you know about the Eternals? And who are they?
They're people who live forever.
Yeah. Okay. Is that really? I mean, just going up and down.
Refresh my memory, because I'm not sure.
Well, I know that I know that some of them were in the Infinity Gauntlet and Infinity War, and some of them even joined like the Avengers at one point.
Oh, wait a minute. Aren't the Eternals? Isn't that what's his name? Not Starfire, but Thanos' brother.
Yeah.
Himself is an Eternal, right?
You said it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they're. I don't know, they live on some planet. They do have, it's like a family, kind of like a oligarchy. You know, there's the big daddy, and then there's a bunch of, younger kids. And,
yeah.
I mean, we call them younger kids. They're not really young.
Teenagers.
Of course you may. Of course you may. Please. Go ahead and just put your name right there on a post-it note. Fold it up and pop it in there. We're going to do drawings at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 4 o'clock.
2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
Got lots of good stuff to give
away. Absolutely, absolutely.
I like the Elvis shout out there that you just had.
Oh yeah, well you know, I got the Twitch too. Hey, yes. How are you?
Hi, hello. Hold on, let me come around there and say hi.
What?
Oh God, I'm trapped. How are you?
Thank you.
Good.
See you too. Nice. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, so the Eternals are turning into a movie too, but I don't know anything about it. I was kind of hoping you would come in.
Really?
See, kids, here's the deal. For the folks listening at home, Sean Lindley's a subject matter expert about most things, all things, things that I'm not. So when you don't know about something, I got nothing, buddy.
Well,
I have no
really
backup.
I never really got into them. I mean, that's why it took me a minute to remember, and it wasn't until you said, what did you say, like Infinity or something?
Here he
the
is.
Infinity Gauntlet?
He's like, where is he? He's so, like, he's on one of them.
Very, very superficial things about them.
Hey, how you doing? There he is. He's in the upper left-hand corner. One of those guys.
Oh, Hercules.
You want to sign up for our free raffle?
Yeah, please sign up. We're going to be doing the first drawing here in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, so you got nothing.
Well, I mean, as I said, I know them a little bit, mostly just from, Thor or Thanos' family. Beyond that, they're just...
They're like a royal family, right? Is it kind of like the help me out with the big hair?
Oh, Medusa
and Black Bolt.
And
is
Black
it kind of like
man?
The what are they called? Oh my God!
They live on Mars.
Yeah, they live. Yeah, they had a show. It was horrible, so they got canceled.
The Inhumans.
The Inhumans.
My God, how did I
Jeez.
Forget that?
God.
Because they're also another family I really don't care too much about. I mean,
just,
they show up once in a while.
We don't care. I mean, if it's not X-Men, if it's not Avengers.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It's not Deadpool.
I mean, the only ones who were really important in that was Lockjaw.
Yeah,
Black Bolt and Medusa. As well as also, I can't remember her name. She was on, I think, Avengers West Coast.
And that's what I got right
hair
here.
With the...
no, I don't. Never mind.
The black... we're failing.
Spanakopita.
Yes.
We'll go with it.
Is a food.
Yeah.
Isn't that what spanakopita is?
I think it's a Greek dish.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Yeah. Okay.
It's lightly baked, served cold, much like revenge.
Yep.
Let's just break into what we're really here to talk about. Venom.
Venom.
Okay.
Yes.
I haven't had a chance to talk to you about this. You're a diehard Spider-Man fan. Loved Venom.
Very much so.
How's it going, sir?
Hey, how you doing?
Whoa.
All right. Well, we got balloons popping all over the place.
What do you think
here
about the trailer? And then let's talk about the newest trailer that actually shows us Venom.
We're listening
what
to...
There's an emergency?
I don't know. They were making some kind of announcement.
Oh,
I don't know what the announcement was for.
Who is this getting ready to walk in here? He looks like a ghoul. No, not that guy. Not a regular.
I know. No. Behind you.
No. This guy. This person right here. She has the... Oh, Scarecrow. She's Scarecrow from Arkham, right?
Oh, yeah.
Very
you
cool.
Know that? Yeah.
Very
no,
cool.
That's actually a really, really cool Scarecrow.
I actually knew it. I don't even play the games.
Nice.
We got a mini Darth Vader walking through here. That's fantastic.
And we got Chewbacca. Can't forget about him.
Chewbacca in tow.
Yep.
So what was your take on the Venom trailer? You excited?
I am. I'm just worried about how well the movie's going to do.
Yeah,
there's a lot of CGI in Venom itself.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm hoping there's a little bit more post-production refinement on
it. How do you feel about that voice though? We are Venom.
I think it's cool.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
Tom Hardy, man.
I have a lot of high hopes for the movie.
Yeah.
I just hope that it can deliver.
Yeah.
You know, Tom Hardy, he's one of my favorite current actors. I think he's going to do a great job.
I guess people are kind of banking on the fact that Deadpool did so well. He was kind of he wasn't necessarily a mainstream character. I mean, I guess he was.
He was.
Not
but
in the sense that, like, Captain America, Thor, Hulk, yeah, you know. He's not on Saturday morning cartoons.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Not that they have Saturday morning cartoons anymore.
Isn't that a damn shame?
It's weird.
A darn shame. Sorry, I said
you can
be
say
clean.
Damn. It's okay. Damn's okay. Because we're doing PG.
Okay. Well, yeah. All right.
If we're doing PG-13 from the 90s, we might as well drop a couple of shits.
Well, I mean, you're allowed one F-bomb for a PG-13, so.
Some people might not give a huh about Venom, but I mean, I think it could go pretty well.
As I said, I've got really high hopes. I mean, obviously, I think it's way too hard to go into the whole origin, Spider-Man.
Very much so.
You know, where it all came from. So, while I'm a little disappointed that they have to break away from that traditional origin story, I understand it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm really interested to see what they're going to do with this character. How they're going to bring him about.
Yeah.
And apparently in the comics right now, because they also just revamped the comics, from what I heard was the symbiotes themselves is actually a race of aliens who have been, like, lying dormant on Earth for many, many years.
Yeah.
And they're suddenly coming back. So it's no longer just, you know, Venom, Carnage. I think there was a female Venom character, Carnage character.
Yeah,
I don't remember what her name was. And I think there was maybe a fourth one out there. But they're now making this as like an entire race. And so I don't know if they're going to get into that in the movie. Probably not for the first one. I assume if it does well enough during the first movie, any sequels will delve a little bit more into that. Because it just kind of gives it a bit more of a clean slate for an origin.
Well, people keep asking, you know, and by people, I mean just the internet, pretty much.
The internet,
speculates,
oh, you know, Spider-Man going to be up in the mix. I don't want Spider-Man in the mix. I kind of want this to just be a one-shot. I just want Venom by himself.
There's a new rumor going around with Woody Harrelson is in reports to be playing Carnage, and he's going to make an appearance in the film.
Woody Harrelson playing? I don't know if he would do a good Cletus Cassidy.
Don't know if it's a rumor.
He's supposed to be kind of crazy.
I know.
I mean, Woody Harrelson, he's a good actor.
Wasn't he ginger?
I don't know.
In the Mark Bagley.
Cletus. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Definitely a ginger. Yeah. It was when Eddie Brock was in prison. He was put in a cell with Cletus Cassidy.
Oh my goodness!
And absolute.
These stands are just not doing anybody any good.
Yeah, he was a homicidal maniac, you know, and then the symbiote came, broke Carnage out, and left behind a little surprise for Cletus, which thus became Carnage.
Because it really bonds and heightens the person that you already are.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, it helps enhance things. I mean, it doesn't necessarily... It certainly has a mind of its own.
Okay.
But it's willing to go with, you know, whatever its host wants. So... You know, the symbiote was already mad at Spider-Man for rejecting him. Eddie Brock was also
mad. And we've all been there
mad.
Before. We've been rejected.
Of course. You know? Of course. Eddie Brock was also mad at Peter Parker because Peter showed that he was being a fraud with his photography and things like that, so called him out. So the hatred for them both and for Peter Parker, a.k.a. Spider-Man, grew from there. Cletus Cassidy, I don't know why the symbiote was nuts, but Cletus certainly was.
Jimmy Jones in Cadillac. What's going on, man?
What's up, buddy? Good to see
you. You want to
good
enter into the raffle?
You're just
here
in time. It is now 2 o'clock.
It is 2 o'clock. Ooh,
all right,
sorry.
So
we're going to have to enter in for the
closed
for the
2 out for
and 4
the
o'clock.
First raffle. Here.
Sean is putting the names out of the tiniest jar. The tiniest jar in the world. And we're putting the names in the box. He's going to shuffle the names. He's going to pull out a name. That name will be the winner. That person will get to pick either 5 comic books or 2 comic books and a toy of their choice.
All right. Got some last-minute people to sign in real quick.
Okay, well, he's going to wait. We got some stragglers here. They're going to put their names in there. All right. The suspense is killing.
All right, pop it in here.
Waited years for this. Long time.
Okay, so now let's mix them
all. He's gonna shuffle the names.
Here.
He's mixing them up.
Shuffle them all.
Who's gonna win? We don't know.
Okay.
Close one eye.
I will pick it out.
Uh-oh. All right, here we go. And we have Timothy Resto.
That's my brother.
That's your brother?
You better go find him.
Oh, man. You can pick 4.
Perfect.
Out here.
Hollywood.
Okay, coming. He's on the way.
He's coming.
I'm thinking he'll split this one.
So you can do 5 comic books or 2 comic books and a toy.
Absolutely.
We're not going anywhere. All right.
So we have the first winner here. We'll go ahead and put these names back in the jar for the next couple of drawings.
Next couple drawings. The next drawings is at 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock. We got Spider-Woman signing up.
Here he is.
Oh, man. Here he is. All right, sir.
All right. The big winner is here. Congratulations.
So you can pick 5 comic books, or you can do 2 comics and 1 toy. So it's up to you. All right. Timothy Resto going home with the Star Wars, Transformers. It's fantastic. Awesome.
Well.
How do you feel about a He-Man live-action movie?
I mean, they've tried it before.
I love the original.
I thought it was good. I really enjoyed the original. Granted, it was one of those things growing up. You know, it was great. We've actually done that on this podcast before, haven't we?
We have.
And
it was me and Buddy.
Yeah. I know. You guys left me out of that. But that's okay. I'm not being negative. Yeah. Was I?
Yeah, you were getting your toes wet.
Probably.
You were fishing.
But yeah, I mean, really good times. You know, I enjoyed the movie a lot.
Yeah.
I thought it was
some people didn't like how they went back in time and not so much back in time, but into the real world. You know, they didn't like that. They wanted the people to stay in Eternia and stay focused there. I say bring them back into the real world. That fish out of water thing never gets old.
I mean, what's wrong with that? You got to have a little bit of a fantasy with it. It's He-Man. How can you take it too seriously? It's He-Man.
Speaking of He-Man, I didn't see any He-Man costumes today.
I don't really think the He-Man is all that popular right now. There's not really going to be a lot of people that are enjoying He-Man. I mean, I'm not aware of a He-Man comic right now.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know what kind of love there would be. So would it just be 36-year-old men like myself going out to see this thing?
Yes.
With my son?
Yes.
Like, hey, get into it. I promise it's good.
I mean, if they were smart, they would have done some marketing. They would have built some advertising around this. You know?
Let's
put out a TV show.
Speculation. This is all like, you know, in development stuff type news. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's just there's no need for it right now.
Yeah, you say that.
Well, I mean, this is true. This is what I say, but I feel like I am the target audience for this.
Yeah, you are.
So am I.
But I'll tell you this, and I've said it before on the podcast. When I see those action figures,
uh-huh,
like at a Toy Con or a Comic Con, it's very hard for me to fight the urge not to buy them.
Well,
I love it.
I agree
with
you.
It's that nostalgic feeling. I don't know.
That the toys are like 40, 50 bucks a pop.
Yeah.
That's pretty good reason for me not to buy those.
Well, not if you find them like out of the box with a little bit of dirt and a little bit of meth on them. Like they've been in the back of someone's station wagon traveling across the country for God knows how long.
Yeah.
Some of them are missing arms or legs.
That's true.
If that's dirt from playing in a toy box or if that's like dried blood.
Anything's possible, especially if it's been in the back of a R van.
Right.
And by R van, I think you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. That is a fantastic costume.
Love the costume.
We just saw Scarecrow walk by.
Scarecrow from the Arkham games.
A female Scarecrow, nonetheless. Which I love that about cosplay, too. I like it when people take these characters that are traditionally one gender and mix it up.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Would you like to sign up for the raffle?
Not so much. Just kidding. It was
just
all
asking permission,
a joke.
Just making sure. Smart young girl, getting parents permission before they sign up for anything, you know.
Hell no.
It'll, you know.
It's good that you're here with me. I want to thank you again for being here, because if I was here by myself, it would just be a little overwhelmed.
This would be a very lonely podcast.
Yeah, I'm just here talking.
Very cool. Where are they selling the ice cream?
Outside.
Oh, I see the big food truck out there. Very cool.
It's an ice cream truck, Sean.
Well, I mean, it's
not a food
I guess
truck.
It's multi-purpose.
You got the wallet too. Nice. Very nice.
Okay, here. So Spawn issue number 25 came out in October. Spawn. Well, no, it's definitely
94.
Not 91 because the comic started in 92. So
94.
94. 94. Yeah. That was a good year. I enjoyed 1994. Let's see. That
starts
comic.
Off a little backstory on Spawn's ex-wife, Wanda. And by ex-wife, I mean widowed wife.
Yeah.
That's going to be $5, ladies and gentlemen.
$5. $1.95 if it wasn't a 25 cents.
Well, I mean, I'm a little surprised. Honestly, the Spawn comics haven't retained their value the way
they
that you would expect.
They haven't.
I mean, even issue number one, which is typically, you know, always a big important one, that's only $32 near mint. Now, granted, if you got the black and white edition, that's $200.
That's going to take you up there.
I mean, there aren't really a whole lot of good value in these comics on here.
How much is the very first appearance of Superman worth?
Action Comics?
Yeah.
What was that, 15?
Yeah.
Or was that just Action Comics number one? I'm thinking...
I don't know what number it was.
Yeah, no. It was Action Comics number one. I was thinking the Spider-Man... what is that? Strange Tales?
Strange Tales,
I think number 15. I think that was the first appearance of him. So in a near mint condition, which I don't know if it even exists, Action Comics number one, first appearance of Spider-Man, or excuse me, of Superman, $3,200,000.
$3 million.
Yes, sir.
$3 million.
$3 million.
But it's in perfect condition.
Can you imagine spending $3 million on some pieces of paper?
I cannot imagine that at all.
I could.
Did you know that the first appearance of Superman in mint condition is worth over $3 million? There you go. Our man on the street, Jimmy Johnson, Golden Cadillac Johnson, is here. What's the culture? What's the temperament like outside? How's the mood out there? Are people still protesting? What's going on?
Outside where?
Outside the CRL, you know, the Rabbi Original Library. Not the belt making shop downtown.
Everybody seems to be doing good. Everybody's having fun.
Lots of ages.
Yeah, I was going to say, lots of kids just walking around doing things. Lots of ages. Ice cream.
That's why I love this one, because it's kids of all ages. You know, everyone's having a good time, you know.
I just noticed we have an Ant-Man here behind us.
We do. We got an Ant-Man. We got people getting their faces painted. We got, seems a little light on the actual
vendors. Yeah, I was really surprised. Last year, there were a lot of people out here, a lot of booths, a lot of artists. This year, it's, I'm guessing it's because it was a rainy day today. You know, it's been raining. There's been a lot of flooding around the region. So a lot of people haven't come out here, which I really wish they would. I mean, this is a great event, wonderful thing, supports your local library system. So, you know, I wish we would have a little bit more vendors, but that's okay. We're still making the best of it.
Definitely
want to thank the CRRL for having us out here. We're really enjoying ourselves.
Thanks again to Lee for setting it up with us. And thanks again to Craig Graziano, as always. I haven't seen him here yet, but he's in the mix usually.
Well, he's working at the downtown branch, isn't
he? Yes, he is. He is. That's where I go to get my books.
Yeah. I mean, I'm right next to the Salem Church Road branch. So
well, we don't have to celebrate. We don't have to tell the people at home where we live.
Well, I'm just saying I live near it. So
Jolly Green Giant. Should we talk about some Deadpool? We got 15 minutes before the next raffle announcement.
We certainly can.
I saw it
we
last night.
Can.
You saw it last night. I saw it with Jimmy Johnson over here. You saw it before me. We saw it at the 9:40 show, so I was pretty tired.
I saw it at the 7:30 show. Yeah, when I got out of it and I saw you in line getting your popcorn and whatnot, you actually looked a little tired. I was a little worried that you weren't going to be able to make it through the movie.
I was a little haggard. For the folks at home, know that I commute every day to the moon base in Tahiti, and I get up before the wolves come out. It's a long day.
Did you go see it solo?
No, I saw it with Jimmy Johnson over here.
Okay, I didn't see you there last night.
Well, he was inside waiting for me.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, we got the reserve seats.
Was I supposed to wait for him at the door?
Right. See, because we just started hanging out
outside.
What's
the proper etiquette there?
And when you start hanging out with people outside of the podcast for the first time in a long time, you know, it's like going on a first date. You know what I mean? So all the protocols are up in the air and everybody's kind of, you know.
Who's in charge of buying the popcorn?
Right, exactly.
I mean, do you go Dutch on that, or is that just...
Well, he didn't have any snacks, and I went down. Like, I dogged a burger, you know, some fries, you know.
A burger?
Yeah, man.
They sell burgers at the theater?
Yeah, man. They sell down at the Papa Shack. Yeah.
Oh,
at the Cheddar Box.
Well, I just went up there and had a beer and a shot, so, I mean,
Yeah, you put your order in at the bar, which I was doing that, which was kind of weird. You know, I was waiting for someone from my club to see me and be like, Nick, don't do it. You had it going. You know? But no, I got a burger, some fries, you know, a little bit of a knee rub, you know, it was good. It was a good time.
I hear you.
I saw a lot of big guys at the bar with 14-year-old girlfriends, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, Fredericksburg's a little creepy.
There was a creepy vibe.
Yeah.
They had the tattoos, like the tribal tattoos.
Well, if they were upstairs at the bar, then they had to be at least 21.
At least 21.
Still
they didn't
creepy.
Card me though. They didn't card me.
Well, that's good. That's
that means
good.
I'm getting old because they didn't card me. But we watched the movie.
Uh-huh.
You were like, you're going to love it.
I thought it was great.
You thought it was great. We watched it. I enjoyed myself.
But not great.
I really liked a lot of things about it. I liked the new characters in there. I loved the opening of the movie. I loved how it shows us Deadpool traversing over the world, going from Japan to like different parts of the world, you know, dispatching evildoers, everybody from the Yakuza to the Mafia. You know, he's in Sicily, then he's in Tokyo. That part was awesome. The Dolly Parton song, fantastic.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I loved when he recruits X-Force and, spoiler kids, because we spoil everything, almost half of them get annihilated from the
right from the get-go, which I was really disappointed in.
Really?
I was excited to see Shatterstar.
Yeah.
I mean, he was always a fun character to read, at least, you know, in the group books. I don't think he ever had his own solo title or anything.
No, I don't think he did
but,
either.
But, I mean, he was neat. I always thought he had a good origin coming from Mojo World.
Right.
Being forced to compete in Mojo's, you know, competitions,
right.
His TV shows and whatnot. I thought it was a cool character, and they just pieced
him. No, he went right into the helicopter
out with
blades.
Real quickness.
He went right into the helicopter blades. And yeah. we had
his green blood.
Yeah, but I love Domino. I thought she was great.
She was.
You know, it was fun to see Colossus and Megasonic Teenage Warhead again.
I thought the movie was just funny as hell.
It was funny.
And, you know, even halfway through it, I just had the mentality, you know, I think the first one was better. I just went in there with that mentality.
Yeah, yeah.
Held on to that.
Yeah.
And then when it was all over and I walked out, I was torn. I wasn't sure which one was better.
Well, you know, I will say this. I saw Infinity War twice. So maybe my expectations of what a movie should be is like already like... Like, that movie just blew me away. So maybe there's a little bit of the, you know, I just saw a superhero movie and I just saw all this. And I know that the X-Men thing's a different universe and it's a darker vibe with 20th Century Fox thing and all that stuff. But, like, I don't know, man. I just, you know what? I kind of regretted paying the Paragon money to see that thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's surprising. I mean, I had no problem paying the money. Granted, it was, you know, it's my wife's favorite character.
Yeah.
It's probably the only times I'm able to get her out to go see a comic book movie with me is to go see Deadpool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've got nothing but good things to say about it.
Well, Jimmy and I were laughing. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some funny jokes in here, and it was really cool. There's a lot of stuff packed into this movie, a lot of Easter eggs, you know. And we were losing it. You know, we were laughing. There's some great exchanges between Deadpool and Colossus. I thought that kid was kind of annoying, though. The guy who played Russell, Fire Fist.
He was extremely annoying.
So bad.
Yeah, I personally don't think he's really a good actor at
no.
all. I mean, it's like they just took like the producer's nephew and tossed him in the movie and said, "Okay, we'll write a role in for you."
Well, he's great. He's great in Hunt for the Wilder People or whatever. Hunt for the Wilder People or something.
Not familiar.
It's like an independent movie with same director of Thor Ragnarok, oddly enough, and Samuel. Yikes! I thought those were shots fired. But it was somebody closing a book.
Here we go. Here's number two.
It was a balloon. Never mind.
Yes. Ooh. Yes. Just a balloon.
Whew. You know, it's a different time nowadays.
Yes. Yes, Ooh. It is.
Man. Anyway, so, speaking of Deadpool. Oh, I was talking about the kid who played Russell. Firefist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Say it. Be my abomination.
You know? Outside of him, like, I
think everybody else liked. Yeah.
I agree. Oh, Peter was great.
Who I'm now friends with on LinkedIn.
Are you really?
Yeah. Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. Peter has a profile on LinkedIn, and yes, him and I are connected.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
And that's why you have Sean Lemley on a podcast, you know? So he can look up the price of Avengers number 260 and tell you that he's friends with Peter from Deadpool 2.
Yes, sir. I mean, what can I do?
Well, that friend.
No stone goes unturned.
Professional colleagues.
We're connected.
You're connected. That's all that matters.
Yep. That's how we do. That's how we roll.
What's your favorite scene from Deadpool 2?
Favorite scene?
By the way, can we talk about how the title is just Deadpool 2? I love that. There's no colon Winter Madness or Winter Solstice or colon The Death After the Maze or colon Night After the Eternal Dying Star or anything like that. It's just Deadpool 2. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Short, sweet, succinct, you know?
Favorite scene is going to be kind of difficult. I mean, I...
You just saw it.
The end scene was absolutely hilarious. You know, I mean, the Colossus versus Juggernaut fight scene. That was really cool. That was really cool.
Like Jimmy and I were talking about that when we were walking out. I was like, that's how Juggernaut should have been from the very get-go. And he was like, what, you didn't like Vinnie Jones? No, Vinnie.
No, I thought that was a great interpretation of him. Yeah. I thought everything about that was really, really good. You know, some of the one thing I didn't like, and maybe it's just because I saw Infinity War, I've got Thanos on the brain. I don't like Josh Brolin.
You don't like Josh Brolin?
I don't like him as Cable.
I love Josh Brolin.
I like him. I don't like him as Cable.
I know what you mean. I liked him a lot in the role, but I don't know if I saw him. I just saw
Josh Brolin too much.
Yeah, me too. I didn't see a gruff,
old Cable as he should have been.
I kept seeing Josh Brolin, yeah.
Of course you may. Just put your name right here. We're popping in the jar. We got a drawing here in 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Until 3 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
It's pronounced Marjani.
Okay, go ahead and do me a favor. Put your last name on there as well, just in case there are any other Marjanis here.
Most likely there are none. But you never know, you know?
Like
14
Marjanis here.
14 Marjanis.
Anything can
Marjani
happen.
Marjani W, Marjani 45. Thank you. Thank you very much. Whew. It's a low energy day, man. I'm spent. You know why? Because we had the Spanish Inquisition earlier when we were just trying to go over the rules of the raffle.
Yeah. You
know? I don't even have any more notes. I don't even know what I'm doing here. I thought we could talk about Deadpool 2. I'm going to rate it. I'm going to rate Deadpool 2.
Okay. What would you rate it?
I rate it. Well, I guess I should talk about the ratings.
Yeah, what are our rating systems?
6 beautiful ratings on the show. We have Call to Work good, Movie Theater good, Buy It on Blu-ray good, Catch It on Cable good, Sick with the Flu good, and of course, Solitary Confinement good. Deadpool 2, I'm going to say, Catch It on Cable good.
Ooh.
Netflix.
Catch It on Cable.
Netflix. I don't know if I'd buy this and rewatch it a lot, you know? I'll be honest, I never even rewatched the first Deadpool after it came out.
Wow. Okay.
You know?
I did last night after seeing the movie.
I know, and that's awesome. And I'm not hating on the character. And look, pause here, folks. We know that we do a show where we talk about comic books, suspense of disbelief. They are what they are. I'm not going in here. I'm not expecting Schindler's List 5, The Second Coming. You know what I mean? I'm not
I must have missed 2 through 4.
Maybe I should pick a different example. You know, I'm not expecting, you know, Passion of the Christ, this time he means it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not expecting, you know, something of that kind of caliber where, you know, you're expecting this real deal, the real deal, like the pawn stores, you know? No, I know that that is what it is.
The movie's based
on guys in tights. And I, one of the things I love about Deadpool is that it's kind of meta and it pokes fun at itself and it's self-aware. I almost thought that this one was almost too self-aware, though, at times.
I can see that.
Like, come on, we get it.
Yeah, there were a lot of jokes and everything that, you know, breaking the fourth wall, that's one of his trademark things. But they definitely went to extremes this time to really poke fun at a lot of the production of it, a lot of the different characters, a lot of the different movies that are currently out, things like that. So,
although I did appreciate the slaps at DC. Those were nice.
Some of those were pretty good. Some of those were pretty good.
What do you rate it?
I'm gonna say buy it on DVD.
Buy it on Blu-ray.
Or DVD. I certainly would. I'm definitely going to.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm really happy that I saw it in the theaters.
Okay.
This isn't the type of movie that I'm gonna go back out to the theaters to go see. It's not. It's not as good as Infinity War. Yeah. But I really enjoyed it. Had a great time. Glad I did it. I'm gonna buy it on.
You're gonna buy this and rewatch it for the special features.
Yeah, yeah,
own it.
Yeah, more than likely, I'm probably gonna buy it on Vudu because those come with all the special features. I don't have a Blu-ray player, and you know,
what? Yeah, you don't. You got a VHS player.
What does that mean?
And a Beta player. Actually,
Beta Max.
Well, if it wasn't for you and Buddy, I wouldn't have found out that my Blu-ray player was apparently magical. So, thanks to you guys, I can watch Vudu movies on it now. So.
This is true.
What do you think, Jimmy?
I would buy it on Blu-ray. Yeah. All right. It's one of those ones that, like, just shut my brain off to watch. Like, and I can do that again and again. Like, after some weeks, like, you want a movie that's, like, that you can just throw in. Like,
that's a great way to put it. Yes, I like that. It's just mindless fun.
You don't need to know too much about the characters. You don't need to know all this back history. You don't need to know all this drama surround it.
It is
mindless
fun.
Just put it on and enjoy.
And that's what we should all do. We should all just turn our brains off from time to time and just relax and have a good time and not worry about it, not stress.
This is true. This is true. Just so everyone knows, we have T-minus 3 minutes until the next drawing here.
Our next drawing.
At the 2 o'clock drawing, we had kind of more of a crowd of people standing by. I hope they're not
expecting
us to go
hunt them down. Not a lot of people standing by right now, but that's okay.
By the way, the last winner, did you pull his name out of the... Or can we have a potential repeat?
We might have a repeat, but I remember the name because his brain's like a steel trap.
Okay.
How did I get here? Well, I got no more news to talk about.
There's always plenty of news to talk about. The royal wedding was today.
Oh, my goodness.
I honestly don't care at all. Well, my wife does. She forgot to wake up at 5 a.m. to watch it.
Oh, okay.
But luckily, in this digital age, she was able to find it on YouTube and watch the whole thing.
In this digital age. Amen.
Her dress was a little... It was beautiful, but, you know, not flashy.
Yeah, it wasn't flashy.
Just very, you know, kind of plain Jane. They are now the Duke and Duchess of...
of York, right?
Sussex?
No, Sussex. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a Sussex.
I think that's a subsidiary of York. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know. Have you been there?
No.
The fish and chips?
No, I've never been... Only other nation I've ever been to was Mexico.
Oh, okay.
And that was good, but, you know, I went to Cancun. It's like the most Americanized part of
Mexico.
So,
and no gangs came in and...
No, actually, okay. None of the troubles that have been occurring there.
Good, very good.
At least nothing that I ran into.
We got 2 more minutes, and then we'll be announcing the next
1 minute.
Winner. Oh, 1 minute.
1 minute.
60 seconds. Counting it down. Everybody's coming back. We got a little bit of a crowd assembling, you know, much like the Avengers. Assembled. Still in theaters. Highest grossing superhero movie of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time. Because it was great. It was,
Take that, Black Panther.
The only complaint I would have for that is the fact that it's such a culmination of all the other movies. It's very much unlike what you were saying, Jimmy, about Deadpool. It's not a movie that you can just pop in and just have mindless fun. You have to know the history. You have to know
all these other movies
in order to know what's going on.
Right. I got you. I got you. I hear you. I hear you, man. I know, man.
It's kind of just like, you know, popping in for, you know, I don't know, Return of the Jedi or something, and expect to know what's happening.
Right. Or like watching Leonard 6 with Bill Cosby.
But that was only one of those.
3 o'clock. Here we go.
Let's do it. It is time.
Dump the names
drawing.
In the box. This is the second drawing of the raffle.
Add the names to the box.
Okay, watch out for that condescending Coke over there. Here we go. He's going to put the names in the box. He's going to shuffle the names. Sean Lemmy's an expert at shuffling the names. He's been doing this since 1989. First at the international friendly, and then of course the domestic friendly. He's shuffling them up. Okay, he's been doing this for quite some time. He's an expert. One of the reasons why we picked Mr. Lemley for this is because of his unbiasedness. Former criminal justice major. I am picking the name as we speak. I'm rummaging.
Okay.
Erica Kibble.
What was the name?
Erica Kibble.
Erica Kibble?
Yeah, maybe use your big boy voice, Sean.
Is there Erica Kibble?
Erica Kibble?
Hi, congratulations, you're a 3 o'clock winner.
3 o'clock winner. You can either get
pick five
comic books or pick two. And
then we also have a Darth Sidious toy, or you can get the two comic books with the shirt and the gamer survival book.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Uh-oh, costume contest beginning here in about
3:15.
13 minutes.
Wow. You know what? We should have done the next name we do, we should do it on there. We should get on the
Are we allowed to just grab that?
Yeah, I think we are. You have a press badge, right? I tell you what. I think we've had a good time. I think we've made a good effort.
Uh-huh.
I think we need to maybe...
I don't think we necessarily need to call it quits, but if I remember last year, we kind of did the same thing.
We
got about, 30, 40 minutes from the end. starting to really slow down. Yeah. Personally, I could use a break and just kind of want to stretch my legs, you know, go outside, get a breath of fresh air.
Let's do it.
Plus, I also want to go look at some of the comics they have around.
My wife and my handsome boy just walked in, so off
we go. Why, hello, hello. Looks like we have a couple of guests appearing here.
Hey, man. Hey, dude.
He's grumpy, he's grouchy. My boy's wearing a Batman hat, and he's grouchy, and he's pissed. We're going to walk around.
Break time.
So we'll be back. And we're back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back.
I'd like to thank everyone for joining us here at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library.
We are
at the fourth annual Comic-Con.
Yes, we are.
Being held here. Our third year being invited as guests.
It's a stormy night.
It is. A little rainy. Lots of washout.
You're wearing
flooding.
A burlap sack. Sweater.
Torrential downpours.
Yeah.
I've got my little kitty swimmers on.
Yes, you do. You know, you do.
Always be prepared. That is my motto and the Boy Scouts of America motto, which I think now they're going by BSA because now it is inclusive of the young ladies as well
as
young boys.
And the transgendees.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, I'm perfectly fine with. I mean, it should be for kids of all ages. The entire point of something like that is to get kids excited about being outdoors. No more will we be defined by gender norms.
I'm glad you brought that up because I have a topic I want to talk about on the show that's kind of related to Comic-Con.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Please. What is the topic?
So I've always been an inside guy. You know what I mean?
I'm an inside guy. Okay.
Like,
yeah.
I don't do a lot of stuff outside. You know, growing up, I mean, my parents tried to get me into sports. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? But it didn't really stick. You know.
Okay.
Few people know this, but you're actually a traveler of both worlds: a world of the Comic Cons and the sci-fi and the imagination. You know, with the Stephen King and the Spider-Man and the Bligle, and then of course baseball.
Yes. You know. Yes. Yes. Played a lot of baseball. You know? I only played one season of football. I was no good at it.
Okay, but you love to watch it.
Yeah, I love sports.
You love it.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
I mean, you have canceled or like bailed out of something because, hey, man, look, Ravens are playing that day. Can't go. Can't miss a game. Never miss a game. Tigers are playing.
Yeah, tonight. I want to be there. You know? I want to watch it.
Right, exactly.
Great RoboCop shout out.
Thank
but
you.
But yes, I truly enjoy sports. Yeah. I truly enjoy being outdoors.
Absolutely.
I go at least on one annual kayaking, fishing trip. I love going camping, love going up to the mountains, hiking around.
Yes, you do. Yeah. I do not. But my wife, my beautiful wife who came by here earlier with my handsome baby boy, she gets me out. She gets me jumping out of a plane. She gets me going on hikes.
She does a good job of that, too. I see a lot of posts of you out at, like, parks and things like that.
Yeah, I'm an outdoor guy. But I don't like to work out. I don't like to go to the gym. I don't like to play sports. And I don't really get sports. I've never really gotten sports, but it's okay.
That's fine.
It's a hobby for everybody.
Yes, of course.
My wife will be like, well, it's the same thing as you going to a movie theater as somebody going up the road and playing that game with the sticks and the balls.
Lacrosse?
Yeah. Or hockey.
Well, that's more of a puck than a ball. But I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, unless you're playing like street hockey.
Well, that's true. That's true. I mean, well, they I like it. Yeah. I like it.
So I say all that to say this. I want to work out, but I want to be outside. I don't want to do it inside anywhere. I don't like to be cooped up. So maybe I should like. By the way, all that clapping is for the Comic-Con's podcast. It's not for.
Yes. I mean, they're all really excited and really enjoying
every little thing
that
I say.
Here.
Yeah. Somebody's just pressing an applause button sporadically. There you go.
See?
So what should I do? Like, should I set up a gym, like some equipment out in the front yard? That way I can be outside. You know what I mean? So it'll look like kind of a prison, you know, rec
yard.
Well,
I was gonna say, I mean, this you're not in you know South Central LA. You gotta have your weight set outside there. I mean,
yes,
I don't think that's necessary. I mean, what are you looking to do in terms of workout? I mean, the fact that you own a house now.
Oh, we went to the gym today.
Okay. Okay.
So you know, and we go to the Y, and it's fine. You know,
right.
But there's a lot of other guys that are like, ugh,
poppy.
You know what I mean? I just don't know if I want to do all that, be around all that. So maybe it's better for me to like get some weights. I have some weights. Maybe go outside and just lift them in my front yard. You know, that way I can be outside. You know, I like cutting the grass.
Are you looking to be
in the dirt?
That guy in the neighborhood that, you know, all the lonely women housewives are out there just like peering out the windows and staring at?
I don't know. It'd be something, you know, something to do, something extra. You know?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
What about you? When you cut your grass, do you do any weightlifting too?
I mean, no.
No?
I just, you know, mow my grass. I mean, I don't...
You don't break out some weights afterwards?
No, I mean, that's not really my thing. I mean...
Yeah.
No, I mean, I do get out there, you know, in shorts and my wife beater and, yeah. You know... I feel like maybe that's, you know,
we can't
not,
say
not okay
my,
to say
we
that
We can't say
anymore.
It anymore. We can't say it anymore.
Really?
We can't say
it's a shirt.
Anymore. I know.
Okay,
I did
okay,
same
so
with Zeph,
what is,
he has
is
a little
that,
onesie.
A-frame shirt? Is that
yeah,
what they
it,
call
it? It's like a sleeveless, right?
Sure.
Like an undershirt?
Yeah. Yes,
right,
exactly.
But like, I'll say, too, like, look at him, his little wife beater. Like, it's a household term, you know? It's like,
yeah.
Assuming that he's like a wife beater, you know? And he's not.
No,
hopefully
not
he's not going to be.
But, I mean, it's just a where, it's just a
it's a term,
a common phrase.
It's a term that we've used, and we've used it again and again, and we keep using it.
But
you know?
I guess it's just not appropriate. But to answer your question, no, I don't necessarily do like any weights or anything like that. You know, when I'm hanging out, I go outside, I mow my grass. Generally, takes me about an hour. Try to do some other chores around the house here, and you know, just try to get my exercise that way.
During any of those chores, you're not doing like a row machine or anything like that? Like, you don't just stop when you're mopping or sweeping and start, I'm going to do a couple of rows.
No.
I'm doing it right now for you to show you what I'm talking about.
Yes. You are mimicking the rowing right here.
Right.
And a chair next to me. It's a little weird if anyone were to look over and
see
it.
That's true.
But,
well, that's
you know.
The reason why I'm glad you're here. And I think it's good for the folks here to see me with a kid, too. That way they know that,
yeah,
they, know.
Hey, we're family now.
Right. We're not. Bye-bye for good? Are you leaving for good? You're going home? Oh.
It's not happening.
No, he didn't seem too happy with that.
Okay. I love you.
Bye. But, I mean, there's a potential solution for you. I think it might be a little ostentatious if you go out and work out in the yard.
You mean it might be like a boastful thing? Like somebody might be like, who is this guy? I think he is out
yeah,
there
yeah,
for everybody
exactly,
to see. I have
exactly.
a corner lot.
I mean...
You know, broad daylight, a lot of traffic.
Yeah, yeah. There's
you know?
A lot of, I mean, a lot of houses on all sides of you. I
yeah.
think more appropriate in order to still get the idea of being outside.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a really nice garage.
Yeah.
Or you have a sunroom.
I could set up a little thing in there, yeah. I could set up a little thing in the garage.
Yeah.
But that's where the podcasts are done. Can you podcast and work out at the same
garage.
Time?
It's a big garage. You can, yeah. I mean, maybe we'll sit there and we'll just start lifting some weights.
While
during the podcast.
During the podcast.
Yeah.
See, that's
yeah,
what I'm talking
know?
About. And that's why you need to tell me about
feel the burn while we're burning these movies.
Yeah, that's
get
right.
It?
Yeah.
Get
this
it?
Is what I think about Deadpool in theaters.
Yeah. And
while
then
I'm
while we're doing the podcast, we can hear lots of ooh. Grunting and masculinity.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
all of that.
Sweat.
I love it.
Might be a little weird for some of the listeners.
Right,
I mean,
right.
we will... preface the show by
it's
letting them know what we're doing.
This podcast is not for kids. It's never been for kids.
Well, so maybe it's not necessarily weird for kids, but still, if I was a listener and, you know, I didn't know what was going on and
right.
all of a sudden we heard
right.
all this grunting and, yeah, that's a lot of sweat, you
yeah.
know, and, man, what's that smell? I mean, that might make me question what it is that I'm listening to.
Right. It might make a lot of people question what they're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about that. We should start giving out cards and stickers, but then my fear with doing something like this here, with the audience here that it is that people would go home, look that up.
And actually listen to it.
And we're talking, I mean, some of those episodes we have, you know, first 5 minutes, I'm talking about fellatio, I'm talking about Mercutio, I'm talking about Romeo.
There's a lot of O's in there.
There's a lot of O's, and people might not get them, you know? Not a lot of spaghetti O's.
With meatballs, of course.
No, not a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you helped me figure that out because I know it didn't have much to do with comics or Comic Cons per se.
Absolutely not.
No.
Well,
but,
I mean, we're at the point of our podcast right now where we've been doing this for damn near 3 hours and we're kind of tired and we don't really have much else to talk about.
Well, you know, we talked a little bit about news, but how much can you really rant on about that? Because the problem with that is like, I should have learned from the first time I tried doing that with you when I'd be like, there's a movie coming out with this guy and this guy. What do you think? I like it. All right, next topic.
Not really the best of conversationalists we are, which is why we've signed up for a podcast for the rest of us.
For the rest of us. Because, look, if you want a podcast out there that's going to break this shit down nitty gritty, and that's the first shit word of the day, you know, there's plenty of them out there, you know? We got a runaway Batman.
There definitely is a runaway Batman.
Grandma,
he even has a leash attached to him.
He's trying to...
Why do people leash their kids?
I don't
How about
know.
You?
I don't
I mean,
like
you
it.
Have
I
a kid.
No.
Have you ever thought
a
about a leash?
Hell no. I don't like it.
No?
I wasn't leashed. I don't believe in it.
It just seems weird, you know?
It seems a little oppressive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, just dragging them around like they're, like they're a little puppy dog or
especially
something.
Especially boys. Like, boys are going to run around, you know?
Yeah, of course. Well, I mean, girls are too. I mean, you don't have to... It's not a gender thing, but...
But I think
yeah,
girls
it just
like
weird.
To be held more than boys. I think... Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people agree with that sentiment. Girls like to be held more than boys.
So, speaking of leashes,
yeah.
How do you feel about leashes on cats?
I think it's a wonderful idea.
Really?
I think cats have had free reign for too long.
I think it's time to lock them suckers up.
I think it's time to lure them back in, you know, and keep them back in, you know? Keep that pussy on a leash.
Well, I mean, sometimes you got to do it. I don't know. My daughter recently got one for our cat.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. It's an inside cat. She isn't fixed yet. And it just seems like we're training her that being outside is okay when we don't want her to be outside
you
until we can
inside.
Get her fixed.
Right.
So,
you know, so you walk her around the neighborhood on the leash or does she?
She's tried. She's walked around the yard.
Yeah.
I mean, but I just, most cats don't reply well to being
on
a leash.
I think they need it. You know what I'm saying?
You think more like a training
thing. I think anybody living in the world needs restraint when they don't respond well to it, you know?
Bye. It's good seeing y'all.
Have a wonderful
y'all
evening.
Y'all take care.
Benvenuto.
Oh, you're
going to say bye-bye. Bye-bye. Get away.
Bye-bye. Everyone's
going
to be gone by the time we do this.
Everyone's
going to
be gone by the time we do this thing.
Clearing out quick.
It is clearing out.
Yeah, but hey, I mean, that's okay. That's okay.
That's okay, though, you know?
I mean, if you're still here, I mean, who knows? We still have some more things to give
away.
So
shirts
maybe we'll
to sell
do,
still,
you
know,
maybe we'll draw two names at the last raffle or
we
something.
Probably could because we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 comics, and that's not counting
six comics?
This guy, which is technically a double.
I'm telling you, that one was one of my favorites. It was, what is that, annual Thor, Mighty Thor Annual 2? No, 18.
Yeah.
Okay. 18. Yeah, Take Hold of the Flame is where they introduce the character of the Flame. And
oh, interesting. Okay.
It was a really cool storyline. I remember getting that comic when I was at the beach with my family. I was about 13, 14 years old. Shout out to a nice little sub-story with Beta Ray Bill and Stormbreaker.
Gotta
in
love
there.
That Stormbreaker,
he goes up against
the
Storm Giant.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember what the exact thing is, but Thor is like out of commission from Asgard.
Of course he is.
Yeah, so no one really knows where he is, so they utilize... Better Ray Bill to come in to do what is typically Thor's job. Yep. I mean, seriously, everyone is leaving.
It is
everyone's packing up. We got 4 minutes here before we have this last goodbye raffle here.
This last goodbye raffle. Sounds like the name of my next album. The Last Goodbye Raffle.
Actually, I kind of like that. That's it's not too bad.
Yeah, that's gonna
sounds
be
like an Alan Moore title of a book or something, you know?
I'll be sure to write a song,
or Frank Miller,
especially
one.
For him, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I like it. See, now we have just the regular people who are interested in the library coming in here. You know, people who like books and stuff.
Right. People who came here to read, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you. I think the best costume that I've seen has been Scarecrow.
Oh, yeah, me too. I agree. 100%.
She's
Scarecrow, Sandman, you know, coming in the mix.
Is that not supposed to be?
I think Sandman or Death? I think I might have screwed that up because I got a sideways glance when I did that.
Uh-oh. Well,
it's a Sandman.
Mean,
it's a
we're here to judge them. They're not here to judge us, so.
Oh.
You know, one thing I am disappointed in.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is
tell me.
The Harry Potter. You know, 3 years in a row, same costume.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
it's like, come on, the movies came out when? Drop
it. I mean, I don't mind if someone wants to dress up in a Harry Potter costume, but if you're going to be a repeat frequenter of these things, I mean, maybe just mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, that makes sense.
I just think we should just try to do something a little bit different, you know? No one wants to see the same person in the same con. You're not going to win any contest that way. You're not going to win anything that way.
Yeah.
You got to come out here and, you know, mix it up.
I mean, so what? I'm a 36-year-old man. You don't think I can fuck some shit up?
What?
Who? Oh, sorry.
Who is saying that you couldn't?
I don't know.
That was probably the nicest Wolverine.
He was. He was
seen.
Very
I mean,
nice.
He just waved
he was
to us.
To be
big
here.
Smile.
He waved. He had a claw in his hand. He just came here. You know, he's sauntering off behind the trees now with like 4 other kids. I don't know what.
But hey, I mean, you know, if it works for him, that's what he likes.
Each
and we got people, you know, taking pictures next to Black Panther.
And look, if there's anything we said on this podcast.
Probably not this one, at least.
No, maybe not. That made you go, you know, what is the show about? Don't worry about it. Don't take it seriously. Remember, at the end of the day, it's just fiction. Sean, thanks for joining me on this
Of course. Thank you for having me. I've had a really good time.
I don't
really
know what I would have done without you, sir.
It would have been a little rough.
It would have been a little weird.
Not just me, but if you were just running solo here, right. I couldn't imagine doing it.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming, and thanks for tuning in. Please rate and review us on the iTunes. Catch us on Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean.com. Of course, at our home, comiccons.podcast. Comiccons podcast.podbean.com. Catch us on Facebook.com/comiccons podcast. Email us, comiccons podcast@gmail.com, for any questions, concerns, if you want to talk to us about anything, you want us to say anything, you know what I'm saying? And look, remember, at the end of the day, it's just fiction, don't you understand?